We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the one we lovingly refer to as the bonus hour. Great to have you along. It's very similar to the other three in one regard. Let's do that. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. Sorry to report the email has gone snafu-y again, and so we'll let you know when that is back up. Well, the Obamas apparently haven't quite made enough money yet. Headline today from Breitbart. Michelle Obama selling tickets as high as $4,200 for her latest event. Yeah. Michelle Obama is charging as much as $4,200 for tickets to her upcoming event entitled, wait a second, wait for it, A Moderated Conversation with Michelle Obama, as opposed to an unmoderated conversation. In a moderated version, you have some flunky who comes out and lobs softball questions to you for 45 minutes or so. And then you scrape up all the dough off the stage and you go. This, according to the New York Post, the former First Lady scheduled to appear at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey for the November 3rd event. Prudential Center tweeting out in all caps, on sale now, exclamation point. Secure your seats for a moderated conversation with Michelle Obama at Prudential Center on November 3rd. The most expensive ticket is listed for $4,200, giving the attendee a suite-level treat, according to the Post. Meet-and-greet tickets are selling for $2,500. That's where you stand in a receiving line and shake hands with the principal and have a picture taken. The VIP package allows groups of two to take a picture with Obama, but Ticketmaster specifies that individual pictures and autographs will not be permitted. Certainly not for $2,500. Free hardcover copy of Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. Refreshment served, first two rows, floor seating. Ticketmaster adds, the cheapest tickets are listed for $144 for two. Individual tickets appear to be available for $104. Floor seats are as high as $1,300. The event, coming on the heels of Obama's Becoming tour, which also featured costly tickets, as the Hill.com reported last September, just handfuls of tickets for former First Lady Michelle Obama's book tour, where packages can sell for as much as $3,000, are left at some of the stadiums where she'll be appearing. At a Boston stop, the least expensive seats were running more than $400 on Friday, while in Detroit, a single $180 standard ticket was left, with the next cheapest ticket $775. Similarly, Obama's Becoming meet-and-greet packages also went for roughly $2,500. The Presidential Center event comes on the heels of reports of the Obama's purchase of a $15 million mansion at Tony Martha's Vineyard, playground for the elitists up there. You know, it seems to me that I remember her husband saying something along these lines, being critical of it a few years back. Does my memory fail me? I don't think so.
We're not trying to push financial reform because we begrudge success that's fairly earned. I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
I think at a certain point you've made enough money.
Because we begrudge success that's fairly earned. I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
Uh-huh. So, obviously, they just haven't reached that point yet where they made enough money. God. In on the text line 71307. Where is this one to get? 73% will quit shopping at Walmart. 27% said no, Walmart will not get my business. Bobby, if you happen to be an employee at a Walmart, would your life insurance cost more now? Bobby, Colonel Ted can fix his problem using a parasitic drain test. Try Auto Electric in Inman. Okay, got that, Colonel Ted, if you're listening out there. Auto Electric in Inman. But, of course, first he has to get the car back here, right? Bob, new Joe Biden nickname, L.A. Biden. L.A. stands for Lying Blank Biden. Bobby, the South Carolina lemon law only applies to new vehicles during the first 12 months or 12,000 miles. Ooh. But I hope it works out for Colonel Ted. Gotcha. Anything else that? No, I think I'm pretty much caught up with the text line. Little Annie back in the news center, Miss Money Penny. Good. That means it is time for Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
It's indeed Monday edition, Amazing True Facts, and I'm joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the News Center.
Hello.
Here we go with today's amazing Amazing True Facts. Easy for me to say. A new survey found our top simple pleasures.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What simple things you do that make you feel warm all over? Here are our 10 favorites, some of which don't cost a penny. They just require free time. Hopefully, we help you out there with the first one, with our bumper music. Number one on the list, listening to your favorite music.
Oh, yeah.
58% said it's their simple pleasures.
Yep.
I like it, too, and I listen to all kinds of music. I listen to country music. I don't listen to rap.
Nope.
But classical music.
Yep.
Big band music.
Yep.
Classic Top 40.
Yep.
All that stuff. Number two on the list, and I think this will resonate with you ladies, cooking your favorite meal.
Love it.
Yeah. Yep. Want a simple pleasure.
If someone would come behind me and clean up all the mess I made, I would cook all the time.
I'll clean if you'll cook.
There you go. Yeah.
But I do like to cook.
Yeah. I'll eat it. That's not much help, is it?
No, not a bit.
It's helpful if you say nice things.
That's true. Oh, this is delicious.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, there you go. Number three, eating ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I could eat. You know, that we had that thing the other day about breakfast three times a day. I could eat ice cream three times a day.
Except I got a bum tooth.
Ooh,
Can't even eat ice cream.
Yeah, the cold stuff makes it not react well. Number four, buying new clothes. Now, why does that make you laugh, Annie?
I might have a problem.
Oh. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
I've seen her closet.
Could have touched a spot more sensitive than the tooth. Number five. This is sweet. Holding hands with someone you love.
Aww.
That's nice.
Yep.
Number six, going to the movies. I used to like go to the movies when the movies were good. Not anymore. Number seven, watching the sunrise or sunset.
Yeah, that
works.
That's
good, too. Number eight, being able to sleep in with no alarm clock.
Yay.
That's a real simple pleasure.
Yep.
Number nine, a comfortable bed.
Yep.
Got to have that. Number 10, taking a long hot shower.
Bath.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, plop in the tub. Mm.
Bubbles or no bubbles?
No bubbles.
No bubbles.
Yeah.
Salt.
A few that just missed the top 10 in the list of simple pleasures that make us feel good. Air conditioning.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Yep.
Coffee. Don't drink it. I'm coffeed out.
Eh.
Ordering delivery.
Eh.
And I'll drink to this one. A nice stiff drink after a long day.
I have a question.
Yes, indeed.
Where is petting your dog?
Yeah. I was going to ask, where's the puppies and the kitten?
Yeah.
I know.
The doggies and the kitties probably should have been
Especially when they're babies. They're so cute.
And I don't know if these were things they suggested and people voted on them or if they asked people to name their own. But for some reason, the other survey that was out recently says... People are mentally healthier if they have a pet.
Yeah.
And what was the other one the other day? That if the dog sleeps in your bed, you sleep better?
Yes.
So there you go.
How's a weird one for me?
Yeah.
Folding laundry. It makes me happy.
You know, laundry right out of the dryer does smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something controllable and organized.
There you go.
I agree. I mean, when I hang my shirts up, okay, a little tell about me. They all have to face the same way.
Same.
Oh, geez.
And they're color coordinated. So
it goes from
white on one side to black on the other.
So this proves it. We're all obsessive compulsive.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
Finally, it's National Guacamole Day.
Woo-hoo.
Arriba. I knew we were all obsessed with it, but this obsessed, a new survey asked people what they'd rather do. Would you rather give up guacamole for a full year or swim in shark-infested waters for 1 minute? 21% said they'd rather swim with the sharks and give up guacamole for a year.
That's crazy.
31% of people also said they'd swim with sharks to get free guacamole for a year. 39% would listen to nails on a chalkboard for 30 minutes. At that point, you'd be certifiable. 36% would give up half their vacation time, and 38% would shave their head for a year's worth of guacamole. So,
and do you have in your little notes there what state?
No, they did not break it down by states.
I was going to say, that sounds racist.
No.
Probably.
No. I heard that Georgia is one of the top eating avocado states.
Really?
Yes.
See, I would think California, because that's where they grow most of them.
Georgia.
Yeah. They are. It is good. It, swimming with the sharks?
Oh.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
How big are the sharks?
Baby shark.
Any shark is too big for the kid, I can tell you that. Thank you, ladies. 619, 19 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, today's good news story is also coming along before we get to the bottom of the hour. And then in the second half of the bonus hour, we'll have today's edition of Boneheads on the News in on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Hey, Bobby Mack, after Obama's recent purchase of a beach property there in Tony, Massachusetts, it shows his belief in climate change is BS, and he's nothing but a money grabber. And anyone who would spend $4,200 to attend Michelle Obama's talk needs to be red flagged. By the way, congratulations on your recent hole-in-one. Always a thrill. Gotcha. Bobby, you can have the Sharks. I'll stick with Pico de Gallo.
Excellent.
There you go. Right there with you, Moneypenny. I have to have my socks and underwear turned a certain way. However, so do my paper towels and toilet tissue. Dry toilet tissue has to go over the top, not from the bottom. In fact, if you go back and look at the original patent, it shows the toilet paper roll coming out over
and
the top.
And anybody that does the under are crazy.
Yeah, they are. They're commies.
That's right.
They're commies. Bobby, simple pleasures. Joe Biden's is listening to music on the record player. There you go. Well, I get it. You know, vinyl is making a comeback, but let's face it, that's not what Joe was referring to. He's not nearly that hip. Bobby, I'm not sure where all these people are going to shop now, since the same people are supposedly still boycotting Target over their bathroom policy. Bobby, I wouldn't go if Michelle paid me $4,200. I'd be tempted, but I don't think she's reached my price yet. Hello, Bobby. My goodness, these Obama bin Ladens are such greedy crooks. Yeah. Bobby, this is illustrative to how divided this country is. You couldn't pay me $4,500 to go to that Obama thing. Yeah, and I think that catches me up with the text line. Now, we were talking last week about the upcoming November 2020 election, and we were discussing the Democrats and the way they manipulate the electoral system in California. For instance, Orange County used to be hardcore Republican. You know, that was ground zero for Reagan. Now, Jason Chaffetz writing today about this ballot harvesting. We talked about this during the midterm. The Heritage Foundation calls it the tool of choice for voter thieves. The convenient, innovative, and beloved mail-in ballot has been a source of contention due to its vulnerability to manipulation. During the 2018 midterms, Democrats in California and a Republican consultant in North Carolina used a process called ballot harvesting to collect mail-in ballots for voters. But there was a big difference between the two states, as I discuss in my new book, Power Grab. This is Jason Chaffetz writing. In North Carolina, ballot harvesting is illegal. Congress refused to seat the winner of the 2018 midterm election between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready, and a special election was held this month to replace him. Though Republican Dan Bishop managed to win the heavily Republican district last week, the history of cheating by the previous candidate weighed heavily, making the race for far closer than one might expect in a district with Republican plus eight partisan lean. In California, by contrast, ballot harvesting was legalized by Democrats in the state legislature. They don't consider it cheating in that state. It was used to flip seven Republican seats to the Democrats in 2018. Democrats have long dismissed claims that mail-in ballots are vulnerable to manipulation, pointing to what they call a dearth of voter fraud convictions. Nonetheless, they could hardly argue the North Carolina race, in which a Republican campaign operative illegally collected ballots, allegedly destroyed as many as 1,000 ballots supporting the Democrat candidate. The process of ballot harvesting should be illegal for very good reason. It violates the chain of custody, exposing the ballot to potential manipulation by campaign operatives. They could harass voters to turn in ballots, assist them in filling ballots out, and potentially lose ballots that don't support the candidate the ballot harvester is paid to help. The indication that ballot harvesting made the difference in California can be found in the vote proportions. Studies of absentee voters have consistently shown they tend to reflect the population or lean slightly to the right. But when ballot harvesting was deployed in California, we saw late ballots break heavily for Democrats. That is something that definitely needs to be watched very, very closely in November, a year from now. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side with the last half of the bonus hour here on Monday. Hard to be anything but when it's in the 90s. 6:37, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, there's one reason to load the toilet paper roll with a paper feeding from the back or the bottom, and that would be cats. If you place it in the correct way, they will roll it off easily. But by putting it on backwards, upside down, it'll just spin around as they paw at the roll. Money Penny says, au contraire.
I have cats. I have not had one of them try to roll the toilet paper.
Well, that's because they have so many other ways to amuse themselves.
No.
It's stately Money Penny Manor.
Squirt bottles are amazing things to curb cats' minds.
Yeah, that would be a deterrent. That would fall into the category of a deterrent.
Yes.
Bobby, I've already boycotted Walmart. It's called Amazon. It's cheaper, and they deliver to my house. I always buy my ammo where I buy my guns, and that isn't Walmart. Oh, yeah, somebody else noticed this, Money Man. We've been commenting about this as well. The guy on the Davis Services commercial sounds just like Lindsey Graham. Would that be a good thing? I guess it depends. Hi, Bob. Leftist ideology, unchallenged Darwinism plus Marxism, which is a theft of private rights. Sure it is. That's what the Democrats are all about. They want to strip you of as many of your freedoms and liberties as they can, control as many aspects of your life as they possibly can, and have top-down tyranny, which is what socialism, which leads to Marxism or communism, typically has as its end result. Don't believe me. How about Holland? A Dutch court acquitted a doctor last Wednesday of all charges for the euthanasia of an elderly woman who suffered from dementia but may not have wanted to end her life when her life was taken from her. The landmark case received widespread media attention because prosecutors claim the doctor, who remains unnamed, did not properly consult her patient before injecting her with a lethal dose of drugs. What, they think she was a dog that was sick and they were going to put her down? The unnamed 74-year-old patient was given a sedative in her coffee and had to be restrained by her husband and daughter as the doctor injected her with the deadly drugs. Sorry, but sounds to me like she wasn't ready to go. Judge Mariette Rinkens said at the court in The Hague, "We conclude that all requirements of the euthanasia legislation had been met. Therefore, the subject, the doctor, is acquitted of all charges." The case tested the interpretation and scope of the Netherlands euthanasia laws after the country became the first nation in the world to legalize medical euthanasia in 2002. This is the first case of a doctor being accused of wrongfully causing her patient's death. But Wednesday's ruling determined that the doctor correctly followed her patient's instructions to end her life, despite her having to be restrained at the time of her death, which actually happened 3 years ago. Judge Rinken based her decision on a declaration the patient wrote 4 years before her death, saying that she would rather be euthanized then placed in a nursing home with other patients who suffered from dementia. According to the Dutch Euthanasia Review Committee, which reviews every euthanasia case, the woman wrote, "I want to be able to decide when to die while still in my senses and when I think the time is right." Shortly being taken into the care of her doctor, the doctor determined that she qualified for euthanasia. Dutch law requires that a patient must be subject to unbearable and endless suffering and have requested to die earnestly and with full conviction to qualify for euthanasia. The journal.ie reports that two independent doctors also concluded she qualified for euthanasia, but when it came time to receive a lethal injection, the woman stood up while the drug was being administered before being held down by her family. The woman's daughter said in a statement in court that she supported the doctor's actions and said she freed my mother from the mental prison which she ended up in. A crucial question to this case is how long a doctor should continue consulting a patient with dementia if the patient, in an earlier stage, already requested it. Sanna Vanderhaag, a spokesperson for the prosecutors, told the BBC. The prosecutor said they did not doubt the doctor's intentions, but believe the patient should have been more involved in her death. However, Judge Rinkens ruled that the doctor did not need to verify the current desire for euthanasia because the patient's desires to be euthanized were clearly stated in her living will, according to Reuters News Service. Ever hear about changing your mind? The now-retired doctor was not at court Wednesday, but her lawyer told reporters she will be delighted with the verdict. The judges were very clear that she acted in the correct manner, but my client still feels that a criminal case was not the correct way to deal with this issue. She's been through a lot these past few months. Prosecution spokesperson said that clearly the judges thought about it differently than we did. We will now carefully study the verdict and decide at a later stage whether we will lodge an appeal. So, there you go. You know, when I talk about the progressive socialist Marxist Democrats, and we're talking about everybody in the field, even the most, and I use the word loosely, even the most moderate of Democrat presidential candidates, and make no mistake, there's not a true moderate in the field, but the most centrist, maybe that's a better way of putting it, is still so far to the left as to be unrecognizable to former Democrat presidents, JFK, LBJ, Harry Truman, for heaven's sake. But this is what they want. This is what's going on with climate change. This is going on with every aspect of their agenda. It's all about accumulating, getting as much centralized power under their control as they possibly can. Until we end up like communist China or the old Soviet Union. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'll be right back. Stand by because Boneheads and the News is on the way next.
All right, then.
It's the show favored by Corn Pop and other gangbangers everywhere. 6:50, 7:10 here on the Bobby Mac Show. All right, here we go. We have reached that point in the program here in the dwindling moments of the Monday edition. Time for
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with today's edition of Boneheads. This is truly weird. Woman in San Diego, Jenna Evans by name, had a dream last weekend that she woke up and, oh no, had a dream that she had had to swallow her engagement ring so that, quote, bad guys wouldn't get it. Well, then she woke up and realized she had actually really swallowed the engagement ring in her sleep. Her doctors were able to remove it, and she said she's very glad that was the case because she didn't want to pass it and then find it.
When I woke up and it was not in my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my stomach.
I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to look at it and appreciate it in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very grateful that I got it back, and it does end as a happy, funny story.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean about this swallowing thing. When I was a little kid, maybe, I don't know, 5, something like that, we had a roll-top desk that you could lock with a key. And in those days, they had like Snively Whiplash cartoons where he would lock somebody up and then swallow the key. And I thought, hey, that's pretty clever. So naturally, Monkey See Bobby Doo swallowed the key. My mom rushed me to Dr. Whipple, our pediatrician, who said, don't worry, it's going to show up again. Sure enough, it did. Let's see. How about this? We go the other end of the world. In New Zealand, when somebody is going to get laid off, their companies give them a heads up. They say, hey, look, well, this will be a total surprise to you, but we're going to dispense with your services. And the company is legally required to let the employees bring along a, quote, support person, like a friend, their spouse, or their lawyer, or, well, this. Josh Thompson, Auckland, New Zealand, recently got an email from his bosses at the ad agency where he is working, telling him they needed to have a meeting discussing his future at the company. Well, he knew, reading between the lines, that meant he was going to get canned. So he hired an emotional support clown, yes, clown, to come with him. Josh paid the clown about $125 to come with him to the meeting in full makeup and make balloon animals as Josh was being let go. Anyway, says his bosses actually found the whole thing funny.
I got an email saying, bad news, we're having a meeting to discuss your role. And in the email, it did talk about being able to bring a support person. I thought best to bring in a professional. And so I paid $200 and hired a clown. I mean, I did get fired. Apart from that, all smooth running. He made a few animals. He made me a unicorn. He made a poodle as well.
Okay. Bring a support clown to your firing. Uh-huh. Okay. Cost him about $125, by the way. How about this guy? You know, I could understand putting on a Captain America mask to hide your face if you're going to commit a crime. A lot of crooks do want to cover up their face. But just because you wear the mask doesn't mean you have to accessorize it with an entire costume. David Hobbs, 36, busted around 3 in the morning last Monday, breaking into a guy's shed in Clarksdale, Mississippi. What caught officers' attention was the way David was dressed. He was wearing a full Captain America costume, including the mask, and a blue full bodysuit with fake muscles. He was, as you might imagine, arrested for burglary. Don't know if he had Captain America's shield with him or not. And gone missing, a solid gold toilet.
A group of offenders broke into the palace and stole a high-value toilet made out of gold that was on display.
What?
We believe they used at least 2 vehicles during the offence. The artwork has not been recovered at this time. A 66-year-old man has been arrested in connection with this incident, and he is currently in police custody.
Uh-huh. Solid gold toilet. And finally this evening, 22-year-old guy in California who lives with his parents didn't want to go to the L.A. County Fair with him. So what did he do? He emailed the fair a fake mass shooting threat. Yeah, that was a good idea.
Our investigators believe, and they have learned, that he was planning to go to the fair on Sunday with his parents, and he did not want to go. And he lives in Sylmar with his parents. And though he's 22, he felt that it was appropriate to send this threat. And we believe it was with the intent that it would spark some chaos and commotion. It would be captured on the media. And that then he could use that as an excuse to his parents to not go to the fair. Kind of a crazy thing.
You might say that. Cops want to be reimbursed for the money they spent preparing for the fake threat. There you go. There's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And that brings this edition to a conclusion. Thanks so much for being along. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Unfortunately, I believe we're out of time.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello.
I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.